Blog Talk Radio.
Well, it's a big show.
Welcome, everybody, to a very special edition of The Big Show. Sign Guy along with Beast Barnett, and hopefully we'll be joined by Nick Iggy momentarily. But, Beast, we are here because Netflix gave us a huge gift. They gave us a Christmas special of The Big Show.
It's a wonderful episode, too. It was perfectly timed for me to check it out. I'm just getting into the Christmas spirit. Everything's coming together. And this was, like you said, a great gift from Netflix.
I think so. I think they knew what we wanted, and they gave it to us, which is huge for us.
Absolutely.
Well, since we're gathered here, minus Nick Iggy, and ready to spread the Christmas spirit, should we get into recapping this thing?
You take it away. Hit us with the recap.
Well, we start this Christmas special edition where the Big Show family is standing on the roof of the house, putting up the decorations, and we find out that the Big Show thinks that Christmas is his Christmas, which becomes a running gag with he and Mandy because she says Christmas is everyone's Christmas. It's in the name of the holiday. And the Big Show explains Oh, go ahead.
Well, I just want to butt in here real quick for a second and dispute that because people wouldn't say that other things are their Christmas if Christmas was everybody's Christmas. So I'm going to give points to Big Show for that one.
He did have sort of a point. He and Mandy kind of disputed that. They each had points. I can see both sides, I guess. But the Big Show, he goes on to tell us that there's a neighborhood award for Christmas decorating. It's called the CARL. It stands for Cheer. Hold on, I'll get this. Cheer.
Audio.
Then
Roof
and lawn.
Yes.
The CARL, and it's an acronym. And then they ask him why they didn't put in an O and name it the CARL. So Big Show's like, well, what would the O stand for? And the whole family simultaneously says ornament. And Big Show has this moment of recognition, like he never had thought of that before. But then the Big Show, he wants to win the CARL so bad, he had purchased an artificial snow machine. JJ tells him that it had not snowed in Tampa since 1977. She was a 70s trivia master, apparently. The family's kind of complaining about the machine. They say it smells horrible. It's making the roof pretty slippery. The Big Show ends up slipping off the roof and crashing down to the ground below him. The family's obviously scared. Cassie calls down to make sure he's all right, and he's like, hey, the family next door has a real baby in their nativity. How long will it take us to get one? And Cassie's like, roughly 9 months. Big Show pauses for a few seconds as he ponders, and he's like, never mind. But we move
so,
on.
So I just want to not steal your thunder there, but he ends up being injured, breaking his pelvis and his leg. And you know, he did not take any head damage because, as a true professional wrestler, I'm sure he tucked his chin as he fell off the roof.
Well, yeah, I would presume so. It's just muscle memory and instinct, as you've seen me do.
Absolutely.
And we move on from the Big Show's terrible fall, and he's back at home. He's in a cast, and JJ comes in, and she can't help but laugh every time she says butt cast, and she's got a song about the Big Show being in a cast, and Big Show says, I broke my pelvis and my leg, but I didn't break my butt. And she's like, whatever, you're in a butt cast. And she laughs and she laughs, and she's really amused. But then Cassie comes in, and she finds out that the Big Show's despondent because he didn't get to pretend to be Santa Claus this year like he had planned. He still wanted to go through with it. He had his costume all set out. But Cassie says, the doctor told you you can't do that this year, and you're going to have to sit it out. But she comes up with the idea of becoming Mrs. Claus and going out in the Christmas village that they rented and built on the front lawn and doing Mrs. Claus for the neighborhood children. And she comes up with some crazy accents, trying to nail what accent Mrs. Claus would have. She never totally got it. It was a running gag the whole episode as well, but especially in this little segment, she was going through accents. Then we cut over to the three girls, and they're talking about what they were going to do and everything, and JJ says, hey, I saw where Dad hid the gifts. We can go get the gifts. I need you to act surprised when we reopen them on Christmas. And they're practicing their surprise faces, and JJ kind of lambasting them that they weren't the best surprise faces, but she's all ready to go, and she's got to go take a potty break before they pull the gifts out of the hiding spot. And while she's doing that, Lola and Mandy talk about what they had planned to do for that day, which did not include searching for gifts and acting surprised when they got them for Christmas. Now, Lola was going to go water skiing, or jet skiing, I guess, and the jet ski didn't work, but they were going to take selfies on it. Mandy was going to go figure out the New Year's resolutions with a group of her buddy pals. But they get roped into this present search. JJ goes to the spot where the presents were supposed to be hidden, and she's going through this cardboard box, and she finds a smaller box hidden inside of it, takes that out, and there's a note from the Big Show saying he was on tour knowing where the gifts were going to be hidden, so he had devised a scavenger hunt in order for them to find the gifts in their real hiding spot. And so the whole rest of the episode for the girls centers around the scavenger hunt. Now, while the girls start that, we go to Cassie, who's over in the village that they constructed apparently on the front lawn. They must have a massive front lawn because that village was huge, the part that they
were
in.
Yeah, I was confused at first where that was at. It definitely looked like a mall Santa display. It didn't come off as being in their front lawn at all.
It did not, but Big Show said that they had rented and built the thing on the front lawn, so they must have a big lawn. But Cassie goes in there. She's dressed as Mrs. Claus, and she's trying her best to get into the Mrs. Claus spirit, and the children call her out on it, and they're like, you can't be Mrs. Claus because you're not old and you don't have wrinkles and you're not big enough. And Cassie's like, thank you so much for that. And she was all excited. And then she calls one of the children over, and she's like, what do you want for Christmas? And the little girl says, Barbie. And she's like, you're not thinking high enough. You can have anything in the world. What do you want? And she's like, gymnastics Barbie? And she's like, well, how about a puppy? And the little girl's like, sure, can I call her Barbie? And she's like, sure, why not? And then she's like, who wants a puppy? And they all raise their hands like, you get a puppy, you get a puppy, you get a puppy. They all got puppies. Cassie thinks she's, like, doing this huge favor for everybody, promising all the neighborhood children puppies. So she's pleased, the children are pleased. And then we cut back to the scavenger hunt. And the girls are going through their scavenger hunt. Their first clue had revolved around the advent calendar. And it was a clue based around the signing of the Declaration of Independence. They get there, and they're like, well, it's got to be July 4th. So they look under 4th, and it's not there. But Mandy, luckily, was a history buff. And she said, well, the Declaration of Independence was signed on the 2nd of August, which is why I celebrate the 4th of July in August. And there is the next clue. So off they go. And Big Show is sitting on the couch watching the scavenger hunt go down. He's all happy. And Cassie comes back, and she's excited about having been Mrs. Claus. And she and the Big Show discuss her Mrs. Clausism, and more accents come out. Then we go back to the scavenger hunt, and they are at Lola's hockey bag, which was the site of the next clue. They go through the hockey bag, and they get a clue which leads them over to the garage. So they have to go to the garage, and we get this montage where they had to pop the helium balloons in order to get to the next clue, and they're playing Christmas music as this montage hits. We get a montage of Show and Cassie and all the girls doing their things. But when the montage ends, we find out that the parents were not very happy with Cassie's portrayal of Mrs. Claus. They were downright angry because all of the neighborhood children were promised unreasonable things, and Cassie's like, well, they probably had contingency plans in place in case they didn't get things. And one of the neighbors is like, my son put glue on his sandwich today. How are they supposed to come up with contingency plans? And he gave unrealistic expectations to these kids, and everyone's mad. And Cassie doesn't totally understand it, but the two neighbor women, they tell her she better correct this mistake because all the neighbors are angry, and they're going to give her till later in the night to make amends. They were going to bring all the children back so she could correct this mistake. And then they basically do the same joke that the children did earlier, where they're like, yeah, you're not old enough or big enough or have enough wrinkles for Mr. Claw. And Cassie's like, I know you're really mad and that was meant to hurt me, but thanks so much for that. So they reuse that chestnut. Then we cut to the part of the scavenger hunt where they're outside at one of the evergreen trees, and they have JJ up there pulling off an ornament. And the ornament's got the next clue. So they're ready to start getting into this next clue. And JJ's like, oh, okay, I know what to do. But she goes to get her cheater so she can read it. And there's a little joke in there about how she lifted the glasses from the grandfather, and that was the same day the grandfather ran into a tree. But while she's gone to get her cheater so she can read this thing, JJ and Mandy are talking, and they're like, oh, we don't even miss doing the things that we had planned today, and we're enjoying doing this. And then they say, yeah, usually JJ wants to do dumb kid things. Yeah, dumb kid things. But then JJ's standing there, and she heard the tail end of it, so JJ's just shocked. Shocked and appalled. She got her feelings hurt, and she runs off before they can explain what happened. But then, while JJ's ran off, we get Show and Cassie, and Big Show is trying to explain to Cassie how her that handling of the situation was wrong and it was a rookie move and the power went to her head and she's got to learn how to give reasonable expectations if she's going to do this. And he decides he wants to help somehow. Well, Cassie's got a plan for Big Show to help her out. And then we go to the roof for the every episode roof talk that we have. JJ's out there and Mandy and Lola finally have caught up to her. They go out there and they talk things out and explain that they were enjoying spending time with her and they didn't mean to say she was into dumb kid things. And JJ's like, oh, so you both had cooler things to do. And Mandy says what she was going to do. She's like, well, at least Lola had something cool to do. And Lola's like, yeah, I sure did. And so that was the hee-hee, ha-ha part of the roof talk. But they come to the understanding of, hey, they're a little bit older and have other things that they like to do that won't jive with someone JJ's age. But they all understood that, and they were all fine spending time with one another, and they had been enjoying it. Then we go back to the Santa's Village where Mrs. Claus comes in, and she introduces Santa Claus. Now, get this. It wasn't really Santa Claus. It was the Big Show in his Santa Claus suit. And he comes in the wheelchair, and all the children are, like, freaking out that Santa's been hurt. And she's like, yeah, he fell off a roof. And one kid's eyebrows jump nearly off his head as he exclaimed, but his whole job is walking on a roof. And so Cassie explains that he's going to need to have some of his wishes back that the children got in order to feel better. And Big Show comes up with the phrase, wish switcheroo, where they give what they wish for earlier back in exchange for Santa Claus feeling better. They loosely alluded to they would get a more realistic wish, but they didn't flat out say it. But then all the children eventually come around and they return all the wishes for the gifts that they wanted in exchange for Santa Claus feeling better, and Big Show is feeling better and he's doing all right now. So everyone's all kinds of happy. Then we cut down to the finale of the scavenger hunt and we have Lola and Mandy like shucking and jiving poor JJ. They have her crash through the air vent of her room to land on her bunk bed. And she's like, were you guys just messing with me? And they're like, yeah. But now here's the real clue. And they see it, and it has something to do with right under JJ's nose. So they're like, oh, it's under the bed because that's where JJ's nose is every night. And JJ's like, no, it must be my prosthetic noses. And they're like, prosthetic noses? And they're like, oh, you have a bunch of costumes. And JJ's like, oh, yeah, they're definitely costumes and not disguises. And she kind of looks around nervously. And the gifts are in the bottom of the box of disguises that she has. Lola and Mandy, they get their gifts. Lola got tickets to the Lightning and Wild NHL game. Mandy got some old almanacs that she was excited about. And then JJ had a little note that says, how did you like your gift? And JJ explains to the other two that she had mentioned to Big Show how she wanted to spend time with her sisters like they used to do, like in earlier times. And now she got that chance because they were on the scavenger hunt together. And then all the three sisters are really happy with each other. And JJ explained, oh, by the way, I have a bigger gift on order. It'll be here next week. So that's concluded. And we see them in the living room. The whole family's gathered. And apparently they exchange one gift on Christmas Eve. Big Show, he got his gift. And Cassie got a folding chair, which represented he was going to put two chairs in the Santa's Village the following year and they would work together from that point forward rather than just him pretending to be Santa Claus. And JJ's gift from her sisters was a calendar with the Tuesdays marked off, and that was to symbolize that they would spend time with JJ every Tuesday, and that would be their one day where they cleared the schedule and made time for JJ specifically. Then we see that Cassie, like, oh, the snow machine's working, apparently. And she goes to the door and opens it up. And Big Show's like, yeah, I got the deluxe model. They said it was toxic, but it's worth it. Well, it turns out it wasn't the snow machine. It was actually snowing for the first time since 1977 in Tampa. They all go up to the roof, and they're talking about how great it is. It's snowing and everything. And then Big Show's like, well, maybe the real Christmas miracle is I can walk now. And he starts to walk and starts to slip, all of the family grabbing for him as the show fades to black.
I think Big Show just had the, you know, instinct that he just needed to bump. He needed to bump again. He felt it. He felt it earlier in the episode, and it just felt right, and he needed to go one more time.
I think so. Now, you know, sometimes when you break your foot and you're in the boot or the cast, you're like, huh, it feels like I should be able to stand up, but you can't. You can't.
Right. This is very true. Now, I don't know if you caught this specific part of the scavenger hunt, but when they got to the briefcase in the hockey bag, not only did I love the part that JJ, one of JJ's favorite noises is a briefcase opening, because she's, you know, a money scheming child, which is obviously our favorite attribute about her. But also that the clue for the for opening the suitcase was to remember the great one's career, and none of the sisters, you know, actually got it right, and that it was about The Rock's greatest year in wrestling, 1999. So they just got lucky that they picked some other Wayne Gretzky, I think, or whatever they said it was.
He used to coach the Phoenix Coyotes.
Oh, okay. All right. I guess it's one of those hockey things, I guess. They just got lucky. That's all I have to say about that.
I think so. Now, I will point out, Big Show thought the clues through, and he made them specific for each daughter to figure out. Like, for example, the one with the advent calendar, JJ figured out, because it said chocolate marks the spot, so she figured out advent calendar, and that was JJ's figuring it out. But then he knew that Mandy would know the date that the Declaration of Independence was actually signed, instead of the popular July 4th, like, date that people think it was signed. She knew the actual date, so he knew she would get that clue. And then in the hockey clue, where he put the note into JJ's hockey bag, he knew that, not JJ's hockey bag, but Lola's hockey bag.
Lola.
He knew Lola would come up with how many goals that Wayne Gretzky had.
Oh, okay. I thought it was Wayne Gretzky's number, which, how would I know that it's 99? Because I don't even know who it is. But I didn't catch exactly what the number was. So how many goals did he have?
Wayne for his career goals, which was odd she would know his exact career goal number.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, I'll have to figure out how that pertains to The Rock's career, and how that was the actual answer, and redo this bit on some alternate universe.
Yeah. Well, because the Big Show and The Rock, they feuded in that year?
894 times. They had 894 house show matches.
I think close to that, yeah. They had a lot.
Okay. Then we've solved the mystery.
Yes.
Also, speaking of things in that milieu, that, you know, they at the end of the show, they, you know, bust out a steel folding chair, and, you know, they tease us wrestling fans with that, and we're like, oh, a steel folding chair, and they just talk about how it actually represents a chair, and, like, not, I mean, nothing about how maybe she, like, beat down the task of Mrs. Claus, or to maybe defend herself from the parents next year. No, it's just a chair.
It was symbolism of a gift yet to come, sort of like the girl scavenger hunt. He hadn't been able to go shopping for the gift, and so he's like, maybe this symbolism will work. I think he just had the chair in his closet because it seemed like just a chair that he would have randomly had in the house, and he put a bow on it.
That could very well be.
Yeah, he didn't have a chance to go get Cassie's gift before he broke his leg, apparently. So he's like, maybe if I make her my partner next year, then this symbolism will work and that'll play Seder. It apparently did. Plus, I like how he had that folding chair, and it was a, you know, standard size folding chair, so it's not a small thing, but he had it stuffed behind the couch cushions.
He probably needed the support, you know, sitting there all day in his butt cast, you know, probably helped to keep him back straight and everything. Yeah, yeah.
Plus, he probably put on a lot of weight because he was eating a lot in this episode. He had a Big Show gingerbread cookie that Cassie made him, and it had to have been 2.5 feet tall. It was a massive one because she made it giant like the Big Show. And then she brought him some candy canes, which he was eating, and he ate part of a candle by accident.
And
then after he finished all that, Cassie brought him some peppermint bark.
Right. I'll might as well go into it. Big Show was my favorite character on the show for this episode. He's, you know, taking the big bumps, and he got to just, you know, sit around and enjoy Christmas and you know, have a bunch of candy, watch everybody, you know, enjoy themselves and, you know, have alone time and talk to himself. I mean, this, you know, the with all the Christmas rush and everything, I think that's the dream, you know. As long as you're all there together on Christmas Day like they were, you know, it's all good. I'd be great having that alone time on the crazy Christmas rush.
I can definitely see that. I got to say, my favorite this episode was probably Cassie. It might have been the best performance that Allison Munn ever gave on the show. Not that she's not always really, really good, but she had all kinds of acting chops here. She was doing the accents that didn't quite fit Mrs. Claus, and she was being more demonstrative and showed a lot more personality and charm than sometimes she does. Sometimes she's a little more stoic in the episodes, but this time she had a lot of big personality come out. I really enjoyed her performance this episode.
Absolutely. Cassie was definitely wacky to the 10th level, and so she definitely got a lot of highlights and funny lines and funny moments. I enjoyed all the different accents, from the German Santa Claus to the Mrs. Doubtfire, Mrs. Claus, and it was just really good. She did good. I also wanted to, almost my favorite character was the sisters as a whole. I did enjoy the wholesome, you know, wrap up big point of this episode where they all, you know, got together and, you know, were sisterly and realized they enjoyed spending time with each other and we're going to make time for JJ, who always wanted to hang out with her big sisters.
Absolutely. Now, they didn't say this at all. It wasn't mentioned in the episode, but we clearly saw Lola had two tickets to that game. They never specified what day that was. I wonder if JJ ended up going to the Lightning versus Wild because it was on a Tuesday.
That would have been pretty nice. I could see that happening. It'd be definitely something Lola and JJ would enjoy, and Mandy maybe not so much. So she can, stay at home and work on the Wikipedia page for Susan B. Anthony or whatever.
Yeah. Maybe that's why they chose Tuesday, because her ticket was for Tuesday, and she's like, well, I'll take her to the game and then just make every Tuesday happen to be when we spend time with JJ. Maybe after they got back from the game, Mandy would be like, hey, would you proofread my notes on Susan B. Anthony so I can update this Wikipedia page?
Right, yeah. I think that's a very observation.
Now, this episode was kind of unique in that, for the most part, the girls didn't interact with anyone outside of the house. They were confined to the house. I guess, technically speaking, nobody left the property because the village was built on the front lawn. So the entirety of the episode was at their house. I believe that's the first time that's happened. Usually they go somewhere for at least a little bit of the episode, but they were homeward bound pretty much. Obviously, the Big Show broke his leg, so he couldn't go anywhere, but nowhere outside of their property did anyone go, because all the neighbors came to them, apparently.
Right, right. Yeah, that was something I did make note of, is that we didn't have to deal with any school goobers or anything like that, like the gym teacher or Taylor Swift or somebody mucking things up, and it's just, about the White family and, their chemistry together.
Yeah, I mean, we didn't get any of the semi-regulars. You didn't have the principal or the gym teacher, like you said, no Taylor Swift, no Terry, which surprised me a little bit.
That's true, yes. Terry would have been nice as like that. Terry would have been a great elf.
That's what I was thinking as I watched them. Like, they should have had Terry there as the elf, and he could be trying to coach Cassie, and that's why she promised everything.
Yeah, that would have been a really good out for her.
Yeah, where he's like, come on, you can promise him something bigger, and she's like, this, and you're like, no, bigger than that, and then that could have led to everything. But maybe they just wanted to keep the cast as small as possible this episode, which kind of makes sense, because I think this was filmed in the pandemic era, and there are regulations on shooting television shows, so that might have played a part.
That could very well be, yes.
Now, this episode, to my knowledge, and I might be completely wrong, this is the last one they have filmed, and I think Netflix said they weren't going to bring back a season 2, but I don't know if they filmed this after they said that and they have changed their mind, or if they filmed this prior to that being the case and they just decided to air this as kind of a finale, or what the deal is. Hopefully they'll bring back a season 2, or maybe it will be picked up somewhere else, like, say, the WWE Network, and air them there as a first-run scripted series. But I'm hoping that's not the end of things. But what a fantastic episode, if it were.
Definitely. It was saying somewhere else, that it was one of my favorite episodes. So if that's our finale, it was a good finale. But, we'll hold out hope, and we'll keep our eye out, and and support, you know, whoever we need to get a season two. Heck, I mean, we've proven we can, if they need some consultants, we're happy to help out. So
absolutely, and they know how to get a hold of us.
Absolutely, exactly. We're at SignGuyHPW on Twitter, at Dave Dravello, at Nick Iggy, who unfortunately could not make it today, but we are sending our Christmas wishes out to him. Everything's okay. He just, you know, has scheduling conflict. And,
the old,
you know,
schedule shenanigans with Iggy, but hopefully a lot of people will be buying his book as a holiday gift for people. Hopefully they'll be buying 7, 8, 9 of them and passing it out to multiple people.
Right. That's at Nick Iggy _ on Twitter to be exact. You know, you contact him, get a copy of his book. Maybe you can, you know, meet him in a socially distanced way and get it hand delivered, because I don't know if we can expect a miracle from the USPS at this point, but you know, his book's, you know, better than anything David Sedaris ever wrote. I'll have to say that.
Exactly. Now, you have a copy of that book. I have a copy of that book. Imagine the joy of American people everywhere, all over the country, when they go to open up their gift, and there's a copy of Nick Iggy's joke book. What a great gift that would be.
Now, it would be a fantastic Christmas gift.
Imagine their joy if they open up the Nick Iggy joke book and they have that as a gift, and then someone else says, here's one for you, and they open that up, and it's the new Sign Guy t-shirt, which you could order from me. I could get it to you. What a great holiday season someone would have if that were the case.
Absolutely. You'd be, you know, you'd have a great outfit for New Year's and laughs all the way till Valentine's Day.
Absolutely. Now, are you still reading the book?
Oh, absolutely. I go back to it all the time.
See, it's great for multiple readings.
Absolutely.
Now, Beast, if someone wanted to get, I don't know, let's say, a stocking stuffer that was Beast Barnett related, is there anything that someone could do?
I'm not sure that I'd have any merch or anything like that. I just implore them to get Nick Iggy's book and Sign Guy's t-shirt. Maybe one of these days I'll come up with something and... Oh, wait, hold on. I've got a suggestion coming in. Here. A cookbook. Hey, yeah, if anybody wants, you know, to help me in my quest for an independent wrestling cookbook, just go around demanding that independent wrestlers get together and make a cookbook. That would make a nice Christmas wish for me.
I don't see why we can't make that a thing and produce it in time for a holiday gift-giving season of 2021.
Absolutely. There we go. That's our goal. If anybody wants a Beast Barnett-related stocking stuffer, we'll all make that happen, and then you can buy that for 2021. And yeah, and maybe I'll make a web series where I cook a recipe in it.
That would be huge.
That would be huge. I'm all about this idea.
All right, well, that's a goal for 2021. Anything else we need to get out of the way in this 10th episode of the Big Show?
No, I didn't realize this was the 10th episode, so that's a nice round number. If, you know, that's what it comes down to. If it goes down in history as some one-off series, I think he got more episodes than the Roddy Piper sitcom, so that's cool.
Would that be tag team?
I believe so. I couldn't
I knew it was about a tag team, but I didn't think that it was just tag team, which I'm pretty sure it is, though.
Yeah, it was called Tag Team. It was Roddy Piper and Jesse Ventura. Only the pilot episode was ever made.
So there you go. The Big Show show did, you know, better than that. So at least it might go down in history as, you know, a nice one season of Big Show wholesomeness with all these future stars. So I really can't wait to see what all the, you know, daughters do from here on out, because they were all nice, great actors. And we talked to Lily Brooks O'Brien, and she's done a whole bunch of stuff already, and she's gonna go on to do great things. And all the everybody else in the show, I think, could you know have this as a nice launching point for their careers.
Absolutely, I think they're all going to be big stars, and they're going to look on this and think this is the launching port of those careers for the most part. But I guess if that's all we got, we'll wrap this up nice and neat. Make sure you run over to the Twitter and tweet at Netflix to bring back the Big Show show, and then tweet at Nick Iggy so you can get your joke book, tweet at me so you can get your Sign Guy t-shirt, and then tweet at Beach Barnett and find out what you can do to help get this cookbook off the ground.
Tweet at every independent wrestler you know and tell them to get together with another independent wrestler that they know and just start putting recipes together, and eventually I think this will work.
What's David's inbox?
All right, well, I guess that's what we got. So everybody have a good rest of the holiday season. You can also get your last-minute gift at CaseyCarlisle.com. That's CaseyCarlisle.com, home for all your gift-giving needs. Oh, for Nick Iggy, who couldn't be here, but he's here in spirit and is probably reading his own joke book, for Beast Barnett and for myself, happy holidays. Happy holidays from the Big Show, show, and we'll talk to you once a new episode hits.
Well, it's the Big Show.